During the 1960s, Texas used federal highway money to build bridges, retaining walls, and roadbed. These were standard-issue concrete structures, functional, if not pretty. They improved traffic flow and reduced noise, but also, they had a downside. In Houston, for instance, they cut through neighborhoods, isolating residents from their sense of a greater community. Nearly a mile of Interstate 59 became the forgotten backyard of Montrose and Southampton, two neighborhoods split apart. In the year 2000, though, TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, built community back into the mix on Highway 59. The department demolished four old bridges, expanded the freeway, and added high-occupancy vehicle lanes. Four new cable suspension bridges, shaped like bow arches, now span Highway 59 at Mandel, Dunleavy, Woodhead, and Hazard Streets. Total cost, $37 million. This second generation of infrastructure was designed by TxDOT, Ray de la Reza Architects, and the SWA Group as both a road and as an urban event. It's TxDOT's first Green Ribbon project, a concept that links highway technology with aesthetics, motorists, and with communities. Pedestrian walkways on both sides of the bridges are separated from traffic by steel box beams that rise 2 feet above the roadbed. They're encased in concrete and supported by the bridge's white steel arches. From the road below, the arches create the sensation of an entryway to the neighborhood and to the city. Fiber optic lighting on the arches will change colors in different seasons. Greenery will cover the stepped retaining wall below, and the two neighborhoods that went their separate ways in the 1960s now plan to hold a joint 4th of July festival on the bridges. With good design, drivers on 59 have a safer highway, and once more, the Montrose and Southampton neighborhoods have a place to celebrate their connections.